Port Washington apples, Philadelphia scrapple. Crazy about those Boston baked beans. That's a dish you cats ain't never seen.
So, Rodney, our first Eats and Beats Wednesday together, I didn't want to miss a chance to talk about the restaurants that we eat at. So I'm thinking we'll go one for one, our three regulars, but we did get a tweet from Randy Smith who says the best new restaurant in town is Desmond Bar and Grill, and that's in Park Hill. I looked it up, and it's Mediterranean-style food, so your falafel, your hummus, stuff like
Baba
that.
Ganoush.
Baba ganoush. Ooh, yeah. Maybe, you know, some of that baklava.
Yeah.
It makes me also think of one of my that didn't make the list, which is Jerusalem's over on Evans, open till 3 a.m.
I'm writing that one down.
Add
right
that
now.
One
That's
to the
favorite.
List.
A it's good, one of my favorites.
A good, for me, it would be a vegetarian combo platter. So we'll see how that affects my list. What's the first restaurant you want to point out that you frequent?
Well, the first one I want to point out tragically has closed their doors, and that is Rosalinda's Mexican Cafe in the Highlands neighborhood. I love the food, but more important, the whole family at Rosalinda's, they had a sort of a community ethic in that every Thanksgiving, they would give out Thanksgiving dinners to all the people who could not afford a Thanksgiving dinner. And just for that reason, I would always make a point to go over there during regular business hours and give them my business. And plus, it was some great Mexican food. Now, it's my understanding there's another restaurant that's going to take over that function. But just for nostalgia's sake, Rosalinda's in the Highlands.
Thank you to Rosalinda's for everything they've done, a huge community institution for Hispanic food in this town. About 10 years ago, I discovered pho. Until you get to that, you know, kind of South Federal region, it's the Little Saigon neighborhood. You don't get to the really, really good stuff, in my opinion.
Yes.
And down there, there's a restaurant called Pho 95. Now, for some reason, they all have numbers.
They all have numbers. Like I always hit 438 on 38th Avenue.
Okay.
And, you know.
Well, Pho 95, for me, it was because they have the best vegetarian broth anywhere in Denver. Shallots, onions, lots of pepper, garlic, and that's down on Federal in Arkansas. There was a time for a couple of years, Rodney, where I ate there, I kid you not, at least once a week, sometimes two or three times. And of course, you got to finish off your meal with a boba smoothie.
Oh, and you know what? What I love about pho, which I called pho for so many years before, a friend said, no, it's pho. Pho, mm-hmm. P-H-O,
right.
My criteria is how clear is the broth? Is the broth nice and clear, and you can see all the ingredients in it? So, yeah, I should have written that one down.
That's all right. What's your second one?
My second one is the Meadowlark Kitchen, which is located right here in the area. Meadowlark Kitchen is a really great place to have a great sandwich, and it's located on Larimer Street, 27th and Larimer, right next to the legendary basement club, the Larimer Lounge.
So, and good sandwiches?
Great sandwiches, and the BLT is to die for, and that's another choice. Now, my choices, folks, are not in any order. Brett's got his things all itemized, not me.
We just need to hear the good stuff. La Fagata is a Mexican restaurant on Evans and Holly, and I lived in California for about 15 years, and I got used to some good Mexican food out there, but La Fagata has a new Mexican-style vegetarian green chili, and all their ingredients are very mindfully obtained, very fresh, never gives me that heavy feeling, even if I do sock down a couple chili rellenos.
Well, you see, whenever I think of vegetarian food, me being omnivorous, I would say, well, vegetarian, filling.
It's amazing. You'd be surprised what you can do with cheese and, vegetables. Chilies are very hearty. Mushrooms are almost a meat on their own. What's your number three?
My number three is the Empress Seafood and Dim Sum on West Alameda Avenue, catty corner from the old McDonald's restaurant. It's just a great place. And, you know, what I like about dim sum anyway is that you can eat dim sum alone, but it's always better when you have one of those big tables with 10, 15 people and you got a little Lazy Susan in the middle and you're tasting all these foods. You know, you pick your safe choices off the dim sum list. But, you know, if you're like me, you want to be a little bit adventurous. You might want to try that rooster leg or the rooster foot for a minute, you know, just to take a nibble, you know. So it's really great. It's great just for talking to friends and enjoying great food. So that's Empress is another thing for me. And I also like sometimes during the week I'll go and get a sesame chicken order. Just get a sesame chicken to take home, and then I'll fix it up myself. So those.
Sesame tofu for me, but there's probably a long wait at Empress on Sunday mornings.
On Sunday mornings, it's always crazy. Packed. And during Tet, during the Vietnamese New Year.
So
and they always have they have dragon dancers and stuff during Tet, which is really cool.
I love the ethnicity that we get at restaurants in Denver. So my last one is got to be Watercourse Foods, which is a vegetarian institution
yes,
here in Denver. It used to be a tiny little hole in the wall over on Sherman and 13th just doing pizza. Now they're over on 17th and Emerson. You can get everything from a big, you know, chicken and mashed potatoes dinner, okay? But obviously it's not chicken. You're going to use wheat, gluten, soy protein, things like that. Really creative dishes. Their City-O City sister restaurant, which is still in that same original space.
That is a great place for breakfast. I really love their seitan omelet. It's the best.
It's amazing, and I'm glad that you have given a shot to the vegetarian food.
Listen, I have an open mind. I just don't want my brains to fall out of my head when it comes to food, you know? But I have an open mind to food. I mean, but I love my pork chops. I love my steaks, and I like my salads and stuff, you know, so.
Well, more love to you for sharing that with us. You can still tweet us at KUVOJazz89, and I'll mention in the next segment if there's a really big standout you share, but Rodney, that's our faves.
That's, well, that's, those are the,
those yeah. the ones we go to.
Those
anyway.
Ones we go to, yeah. yeah.
Eats and Beats. Have those good old collard greens. Taste so good. Better get some Jersey cream.